sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining me. Another episode of Here Are Real Estate Realities. And it's Memorial Day weekend. Come on. We need this. With all the stuff going on, we need to remember we live in the best country in the world. And I mean that. We live in Colorado Springs. What a wonderful community. Thank you to all our first responders and medical personnel out there. Today's title of the show is Find Your Side Hustle. That's right. We got a special guest coming in, Ben Darby. He'll be joining us on the third segment. And we always talk a little bit of the good, the bad, what's going on. And if you're driving right now on the road and you're wondering, who the heck am I listening to? You're listening to Justin Hermes. I'm a Colorado Springs native. I'm a real estate guru. I help people create passive income through real estate. That's right. We do property management. I help people buy and sell. I do about 70 to 80 transactions a year. And the best part is, you talk directly to me. I don't have one of these big teams and pushing you to the side. I want to work with every one of you radio listeners individual basis. Give me a call, 232-1063. I'd change your life. We'll totally change it. I know all the areas to invest in Colorado Springs and how to do it. So give me a shout if you have questions, 232-1063. All right, enough of that rabbit trail. We're back to the good, the bad. The good. Restaurants and bars are ready to open. Polis is going to announce that tomorrow, that they're able to open a week from tomorrow, okay? Bars and restaurants back open. They're only going to be, you know, they're putting restrictions on them. Maybe only 25% occupancy or 50% occupancy. Who knows? But they're at least getting it back open. We're moving in the right direction, which is great. But now comes the bad, right? Hotel occupancies are at an all-time low. Ever since they started even tracking the numbers, it's the lowest it's ever been. 18.1% occupancy for April. I mean, that is a dive bomb right there. Whew! That's a tough one to swallow, right? And I tell you what, VRBO, Airbnb, short-term rentals are seeing the same thing. So that's not going to change. I think the summer's going to, they're going to be hard hit. But when bad things happen, comes opportunity. And that's where you got to make sure you're on the right track. You got your game plan set up so you can get with me and we can take advantage of these circumstances and get you some financial freedom. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. My phone number, 232-1063. We're talking side hustle today, folks, and how to do it. And then we're talking with Ben Darby. Physical, mental health, so important, right? You got to have all those things if you're going to tackle real estate and you're going to create passive income and change your life. You got to be there mentally and physically. You're listening to Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes. Stick around. Listen to these great sponsors, and we'll be back at the meat of the show.
Only in America.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, welcome back in. You're listening to Justin Hermes right here in the KRDO's new studio. We're on 8th Street, right here in the studio. I'm talking to you, the radio listener. And you're sitting here going, man, I'm just, you know, I'm getting through the day. It's Sunday. Praise the Lord. Great day. Great day of the week. But you know what? You're going, man, this COVID thing's got me down. And all these, you know, people are being negative. You need to call me because I'm ready to change how you're looking at things. I'm ready to create passive income for you, create financial freedom, and just totally change your game plan. on this scenario. So stop hanging out with the losers. Stop listening to the negativity and give me a ring at 232-1063. This show was inspired by one of my good friends, Justin McIntyre, longtime friend, played baseball with him. The guy's a stud and he's a superintendent up in Fort Collins, came down and visited me this last week. Of course, we used the social distancing, but had a great time together and we started talking business, right? What are we doing financially? And that got me into talking side hustle with him. I said, man, you need to start doing some construction on the side. You need to open up an LLC. You need to take advantage of these tax benefits. You need to get a fourplex. And I'm going, this is what the radio listener needs to hear, is this conversation I just had with my friend on the back patio, and I'm bringing it to you because I care. I care dearly about your financial freedom and how you can give back to the community, okay? So let's start off with the facts here, folks. The proof's in the pudding. 80% of people have financial issues. That's 80%. Okay, and we're just talking the United States here. This isn't the world. 80% have financial issues. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And that may be you right now, and you can change that. 5% have generational wealth. And we can kind of just throw that one out there. I mean, they've got it through generational wealth. They haven't, you know, really, we'll say, earned that income. And then 15% of Americans are comfortable. And we need to get you into that 15%, folks. You, the radio listener. And how are we going to do that? Well, you can't just be W-2 employee and, you know, just going about the, oh, I'm going to feed my 401k and that's going to be my retirement. Ain't going to work. You got to have three buckets. And that's the biggest thing I want you to get out of today's show is three buckets, and real estate needs to be one of them. Okay? So the 401k is fine. That can be one of your buckets, but you can't put all your eggs in one basket. So let's talk real estate. How can you build real estate? Well, you do it with leverage, folks. You use banks' money, right? Like a Churchill mortgage. And you may owner-occupy, so you can put less money down. There's so many different ways to do this. A HELOC, pulling money out, refinancing, cash out, and readjusting so you can buy a property and start creating passive income. We're doing a couple great deals right now. For one of them, Ryan Morris down in Widefield, killer deal. We're making him $400 or $500 a month passive income. He's getting about 11% return on his money, which is phenomenal. And I want you to hear this as well. If you have a very stable financial income, like Ryan, who's a firefighter, great job security, he needs to look at doing a 15-year mortgage, okay? Because the 15-year mortgage is a huge savings. I can break down these numbers for you. If you have questions about how a 15-year, you know, versus a 30-year looks, give me a call because it is mind-blowing. My number's 232-1063. But what I'm going to tell you right now is you need your primary residence and you at least need two rentals. Okay, that's going to give you $4,000 of passive income. And then you're saying, all right, Justin, now I'm getting my 401k. I get about, you know, or my pension, the retirement there, I get about four there. Okay, that's great. You know, now we're up to eight. And then you throw in a couple grand for a Roth IRA. Now we're talking 10 grand. And I'm going to tell you what, people go, that's a ton of money to live on. Well, you're still paying some taxes, folks. 10 grand. You're going to pay some taxes. You're down to 7,500. Okay, that money goes fast. You want to be fruitful. You want to give back to the community. Shave another $1,000 off that. Now you're down to 6,500. That's my point to you as the radio listener, is we got to find different streams of income for you so you can really enjoy life to its fullest. Okay? Another great tool you can use is universal life insurance. My friend Eddie Ramey introduced me to this with Crestone. Unbelievable. And he said, Justin, here's a bucket that you can do. You got a lot of upfront fees. Yes, Dave Ramsey bashes the life insurance. He's all about term, which is fine. But, you know, universal life is huge because you pay some fees up front. But when you get in the account, it grows tax-free. Then you can borrow against it tax-free. You can pull against it like an annuity completely tax-free. And here's the biggest benefit, folks. Make sure you're listening. It cannot go down with the market. So when this market just corrected, nope, it's a life insurance policy. Can't go down. You're not getting any return on your money, but you're not losing. Holy smokes. What a great deal. I'd encourage you, the radio listener, to look into that and see if that should be one of your buckets. And then obviously the other one is a Roth IRA, right? That's the most common one people know of. The max you can put in is $6,500. You got to wait till 59 and a half, and it grows tax-free. Well, why is universal life better than that? Because you can pull from it before you're 59 and a half, any age you want, okay? And it's, there's no max. You can put more than $6,500 a year into it. It's not limited like the Roth IRA. So there's just three quick examples of buckets. And you know what? Those are my personal ones. Those are the three buckets I use. But people say, Justin, how do I get there? You're talking side hustle. I know the avenues, the buckets now. How do I get there? Well, number one, keep your job. Keep working hard. But find avenues, whether it's landscaping or like Justin McIntyre, whether it's construction, doing some stuff on the side. Let's find a way to get an extra, you know, couple grand coming in a month. And then we can utilize that to fund your real estate portfolio and fund your other two buckets. Okay, here's the biggest thing. When I was telling Justin on my back porch, is employees pay the most taxes. You guys pay 25% to 30% in taxes. And you may be mad at me, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I pay 10%, 10 to 15%. I pay less than you. Why? Because I'm a small business owner. I have write-offs. I have a bunch of real estate. I can write off interest. I can write off taxes. And you can do that. Like I was telling my friend, I said, dude, open up an LLC. He wants to buy a truck. I said, you can get the heavy SUV discount. You want to buy a $40,000 truck? Okay, 10 grand, just because you own a small business. Okay? Oh, now you can write off your visit down here because we talked real estate. The whole thing you can write off. Wow, we're talking big time savings here. Well, why do most people not do this? Because what do people want to do? They want to get off work and they want to go home. They want to watch Netflix. They want to do their own thing. And they're doing what they were taught in school, folks. Just like I was taught. You play it safe, you get a job, and you put money in your 401k. That's it. I mean, what terrible advice. And that's what you got to go to school for? Come on. Small business owners, man. The employees, I mean, they totally get taken. They really do. But you know what? We need people like that in this world. We need the employees. But who gives the employees the bread and butter? The small business owners. And so that's why they pay less in taxes. The government gives them the benefit. It's trickle-down economics, folks. So think to yourself right now as you're driving or sitting at home going, Justin, could I be a repair handyman? Could I be a consultant on the side? What gifts do I have from God that I could use? Maybe landscaping? Who knows? You know, maybe I'll open up a small coffee shop or something like that. Do what you feel passionate about. Do your research. Make sure you know before you jump into it what you're getting into. Create an LLC or an S-Corp. Start getting the tax benefits, folks. There's tons of write-offs out there. If you have questions about it, call me at 232-1063. But get in your groove. Find your niche. Start using that extra money to build your nest egg on the side because you know your paycheck right now, it's going to the 401k. But you get that extra money on the side. All of a sudden, we're talking real estate and you can go, all right, like I told Justin, go owner-occupy a fourplex, like Austin Darby's doing right now. He's buying a $500,000 fourplex. He's putting 15 grand down. He'll make his money back in 1 year. Holy cow. That is why real estate has to be part of your portfolio. It's a great tool as long as you do it properly, and that's what I'm here to teach you. You can also create LLCs through your real estate holdings. You go, Justin, I got the money. I don't want to do a side hustle. Okay, let's create an LLC for your real estate holdings and start taking advantage of all these tax write-offs. It's unbelievable. Not only do you get the protection of an LLC so they can't come after you personally, but you also get the tax bennies. It's great, right? So this extra money, your side hustle, has got to help you fill these extra buckets, okay? And maybe it's selling stuff on Craigslist. I mean, shoot, I used to date a girl, and she does Poshmark, and she made a ton of money selling clothes on Poshmark. I'm telling you, like a grand on the side. Holy smokes, that's a down payment after a year on a house. Wake up. Wake up. This can be you. You can create a real estate portfolio. I'm telling you, I got 19 units in 5 years, and I didn't inherit any of those. I live in a small house. My mortgage is $1,000 a month. I drive a used car. There's the difference. I don't belong to a country club. Okay? Very different. It's not how much money you make, folks. It's how you spend it and how much money you keep. Okay? That's the biggest thing you got to look at. So, anyway, I'm going to get back to the side hustle here because it's just so important. You got to talk to the tax accountant first. You got to get a business plan first. Okay? These are all things that have to be on your radar, and you need to know what you're going to do with that money on the side hustle because don't put it underneath your mattress. You need to make a game plan for the real estate you can buy with it. And I wrote an article for the Gazette the other week, and I'm telling you this, it's going to trickle into real estate. It's going to trickle into real estate, this correction, in September, October, November. It's going to be a very small dip, but it's going to be a window for a lot of people who've been pushed outside, pushed to the sideline in Colorado Springs who can't afford things. So you can either do these things I'm telling you, get ready, get prepared, get Churchill certified, or you can sit on the sideline and watch everyone else benefit. You got to take risks to get reward. And that's what this is about. Finding your side hustle, getting into real estate, creating your other two buckets of income, creating some financial freedom. Okay? One of the other things very important, I'm very goal-oriented. I have a routine I go through every morning. And I also believe really in working out. Keeping a healthy body leads to a healthy mind. Okay? And you need that to stay fresh and to accomplish these goals. That's why we're bringing on Ben Darby. He's the best in the business. He's a personal trainer, very high end. He knows all these things that can help you improve your physical shape so you don't feel tired after work and want to sit on the couch. You're going to go, man, I'm feeling awesome. I'm ready to work on my side hustle and start making extra money because I'm feeling great, man. I'm kicking it. So make sure you stick around and listen to the things Ben has to say. And you know what? I love having him on the show because he's doing the side hustle. He's being an entrepreneur, and he's going to have a small business. So stick around, folks. Listen to these wonderful sponsors who make the show possible. And Ben Darby will be coming on next. You're listening to Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes, 232-1063.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy-yak.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday.
All right, folks, thanks for coming back to me. The third segment here. Some great show sponsors on during that commercial break. Make sure you give them a call if you have any of those services you need. But more importantly, we are back with Ben Darby. Ben, how are you?
Not bad. About yourself?
Thanks for coming in. His brother Austin is a monthly contributor to the show, and both just great friends of mine. They're both entrepreneurs. And Ben, I'm just going to let you tell the radio listeners what you've started, what line of business you are in, and how you got into it.
Well, first and foremost, it's a platform for information. So I've worked as a personal trainer for years now. I got into the industry really young, but I started a platform to give out information because there's so many guys out there who think they have a six-pack, and that kind of entitles them to be an expert in, you know, fitness. So they'll get on Instagram, they'll put out an ad with their shirt off, and they're like, if you do my program, I'll get you super shredded and you're going to be great. But what they lack is actual client success and experience and education and the actual knowledge of the field. You know, they have great muscular genetics, but that's about it. So I want to be an actual voice for good fitness information. So I'm out there. I put out a free membership so people can get on there and they can see, am I full of crap, basically. So they can go on there. There's hours of informational content right off the bat. And then I also offer customized exercise programming because I've been coaching hundreds of people over the years. So we do custom exercise programs where we do all the guesswork for you. We take all the time out. So what I tell people for that is, think about how valuable your time is. Any wealthy person will tell you, time is the most valuable thing. It's not money that you're after. So let's say you, Justin, you say you take 2 hours to write a good exercise program. That's on average how long it takes me to do it. What in 2 hours could you have done with that time?
Yeah, being more effective. I totally get the time thing.
Right.
Very, very important. With you starting this, I know you did kickboxing before and you had, you know, jobs throughout high school. But tell the radio listeners a little bit about how you got started and what's it like being an entrepreneur.
You know, it was just, I didn't want to start anything until I found actual problems that needed to be fixed. And that took a few years in the industry. So really, we had all this extra time with, you know, the quarantine and all this stuff going down. So it really gave me a lot of time to think back and reflect on kind of my time both as a client and as a professional. And I remember is, A, when I was in high school, I couldn't afford personal training. So I was like, how can I solve that problem? So we do online coaching where we go by the minute. And instead of paying for a full hour of someone's time, which gets very expensive, now I can go by the minute. It takes 15 minutes to answer your question rather than a full hour that you paid for.
And this could be great for some of our radio listeners out there who are more at high risk and they cannot leave their house.
Right, exactly. Right? So, A, you can't leave your house because you don't want to get exposed. B, you save a lot of time and a lot of money, and you only get what you actually needed. Because I train a lot of clients where they didn't need a full hour, but they paid for the full hour for the small nuggets that I gave them for the programming. So now we've solved two of those issues. In addition...
Well, all right, here's the first thing I'm thinking while I'm listening to you. I'm going, but I have no gym equipment in my house.
Right. And that's where the creativity comes in. So maybe you don't have a ton of experience in the fitness realm. I've been doing this for years. So, for example, I'll put two towels under a door and I'll close the door. And suddenly those towels just became what we know as TRX straps. You can grab those towels, and I know 10 exercises you can do by putting towels into a door. So that level of ingenuity is just something that comes with experience, and that's something hopefully you'll learn over time. So basically, what I've started here is just a full platform for free information, and then if you opt to do so, then you can also get more customized attention that's personalized to you and your goals. So I've just identified what problems have I found in the industry and how can I particularly solve them with my expertise and my experience and education that I've gotten into with this.
That's fantastic. And if you're listening right now and you go, geez, I would like that. I would like to get in better shape, but I am at home. What's the contact information for you, Ben?
So the first place I'd tell you to go is go to BenDarbyHumanOptimization.com. That is where you're going to get a free membership and you're going to see all of this awesome information on here.
You can say it one more time, nice and slow.
No worries. BenDarbyHumanOptimization.com.
Okay, and if people just want to talk to a human being on the phone, maybe they're old school, please give them your phone number a couple times
too. Yeah, if you don't want to visit the website, you just want to chat with me a little bit, give me a call at 719-464-4704. I'd be happy to chat with you.
That's awesome. That's perfect. You can text that number as well. So how's this going for you so far?
It's going pretty well. I mean, anything, it takes a while to build. But right now, I'm just focused on producing content. So, you know, I'm working on quite a big schedule, but I'm just producing content all day, and it's just about putting out a good product because, you know, there's no point in telling people that you have something good if there's nothing actually there. There's no substance.
Yeah. You got to offer value. That's huge. It goes back to what we were talking on the segment before, finding your side hustle. You got to find your niche. You got to know what you're doing. You got to have a business plan, and you got to tackle it. Now, obviously, this can be good for anybody throughout the U.S., but, are you going to be doing anything physically here once gyms open up or going to people's houses or anything like that in Colorado Springs? I mean, what's the relation here to Colorado Springs?
Absolutely. I mean, I will definitely be doing some in-person personal training, and that's really just about, you know, making deals with people who actually own the facilities, and then we can actually make it happen. As of now, I want to stick with the coaching and programming just because that's just what we fit. That's what fits our situation right now. But yeah, I definitely think in-person will be something we hit to at the time.
Do you see yourself, though, sticking with this in Colorado Springs, or do you have thoughts of, you know, I know you went to school in Nebraska. Do you have thoughts of going back there or any other locations?
Well, I don't think so. Here's the thing. The thing is, with an online business like this, I can really be anywhere. So if you want to say, hey, I want a coaching call, I could be across the world and, you know, Bangkok, Thailand, and I could give you a call on Zoom and I could say, hey, let's get our online coaching session in, and then you just got just as much value as you would have gotten as if I was in Colorado Springs Zoom calling you. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's great information. It's unbelievable, the technology and what you can do with that. Talk a little bit about what you see as benefits as far as, you know, your physical health, you know, converting over to your mental health and your mindset and sure. Stuff like that, and having a routine, whether it's better to work out in the morning, during the middle of the day, at night, or if that's just every person, it's different.
So right off the bat, as far as when to work out when you feel like working out. Some people are night owls and some people are morning birds. I'm a morning bird, but that doesn't mean it's better to work out in the morning. Just do it when you feel like doing it because that's when your body's primed to do it. Now, I want to talk to you about a client really fast. He's a sales consultant. He's a really high-level business consultant, very successful. And he is 67 years old, and he's trying to become the oldest person to compete in the American Ninja Warrior. Super cool guy, and he is 67 years old. He's doing workouts that would make me gag, quite frankly. And he is mentally sharp as a whip. I talked to this guy, and I can't keep up with him. And you know what? He's working out super hard, and you cannot tell that he's 67 years old. And exercise just gives you that mental toughness, or, you know, that mental clarity that you need in order to overcome challenges and obstacles you're going to see in businesses. When you start a side hustle, it's very challenging. So you have to have that mental ability to overcome these challenges. Exercise will do that for you. And it translates across everything, life, business, and so on.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, really, if you're listening to this right now, you got questions, really feel free to give Ben a call. His number is 464-4704. That's 464-4704, because this is all part of it. You got to have the energy. You got to take care of your body to be able to produce your side hustle, right? Because if your health isn't there, boy, that's really going to hold you back and make things difficult.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. If you're not physically there, you're going to get tired faster as well. Business is exhausting.
There you go, folks. You got it right from the fitness guru himself. That is Ben Darby. Ben, again, repeat your business name, the website, and your contact information here before we sign off.
All right, so that is Ben Darby. You can find that on all social media platforms, and you can also go to BenDarbyHumanOptimization.com to learn more. We're also on YouTube as well under that same name, and you can give me a call at 719-464-4704. Thank you, guys.
All right, folks, thanks again for joining us. Another show here of Real Estate Realities, bringing you the best information possible. We want to create that financial freedom. We want to make sure you're healthy financially, you're healthy physically, and you're living life to the best of your ability. And like I say at the end of every show, it's fun talking money, it's fun talking mortgages, all that jazz, but what it's really about is using the gifts God has given you and making the world a better place. That's the most important thing. If you have questions about anything we talked about on today's show, feel free to give me a call, 719-232-1063. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and remember who made this country great and what this holiday tomorrow is about. Thanks for listening. Real Estate Realities, 232-1063.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.